Fresh Ideas. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Washington, D.C., it's message received.
The people spoke dramatically, overwhelmingly, resoundingly to change the course in Iraq.
It's one of the great things about a democracy. Ordinary people like us can throw the bums out. But will it lead to fresh ideas or just a fresh set of bums? Carl Levin, incoming head of the Senate Armed Services Committee, is ready to start with what he calls a phased redeployment of American troops in Iraq in 6 months.
First order of business, I believe, is to join, hopefully, with some Republicans who I think now will emerge to press the administration to change course in Iraq by telling the Iraqis that our presence there is not open-ended.
As for the president, he was meeting today with the Iraq Study Group, led by his dad's Secretary of State, James Baker, seeking fresh ideas. More fresh ideas will come from his dad's Director of Central Intelligence, now the incoming Defense Secretary Robert Gates. So the fresh ideas are everywhere. They may, however, run head-on into a certain old idea.
Victory will come when the terrorists and Saddamists can no longer threaten Iraq's democracy.
And we will accept nothing less than complete victory.
And we will settle for nothing less than complete victory.
And never accept anything less than complete victory.
Less than complete victory.
There is a theme in there somewhere.
To retreat before victory would be an act of recklessness and dishonor. And I will not allow it.
You see, I think among the fresh ideas, there will need to be a fresh definition of a certain three-syllable word beginning with V. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.